This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
When a person eats all the time, he becomes known as someone who eats. And when a person drinks alcohol all the time, he becomes known as a drunkard. But generally, in the Sunnah and in the Quran, we find that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not identify people by their mistakes. But when it comes to lying and being honest, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, meaning in the Sunnah, from the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tells us that a man lies and he lied. And he continues to lie until he is known indallahi kadhaba, until he is known as a liar with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. As for those traits which are good, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He mentions them and He identifies people by their good traits. This means that lying has a very bad place with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, a very dishonorable mention with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. In the hadith that we are speaking about, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, عَلَيْكُمْ بِالصِّدْقِ. It is incumbent and necessary upon you to speak the truth. فَإِنَّ الصِّدْقَ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْبِرِّ. For indeed, truthfulness leads to righteousness. وَإِنَّ الْبِرَّ يَهْدِي إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ. And indeed, righteousness leads to Jannah. وَمَا يَزَالُ عَبْدِي وَمَا يَزَالُ الرَّجُلُ يَصْدُقُ وَيَتَحَرَّ الصِّدْقَ حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ صِدِّيقًا. And a man continues to tell the truth, and he continues to seek out the truth and speak the truth until he is known with Allah as a truthful person. Until he is known with Allah as a truthful person. When we began, we spoke about how a person becomes known amongst the people as one who eats, as one who drinks, as one who sins, etc. But this is not with the people. This is with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. With Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. So he becomes known with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as one who speaks the truth. Hence we see that Ibrahim alayhi salatu was salam was known as a truthful person. He was known as one who was truthful with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, truthful with himself and truthful with his people as well. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا وَجَعَلْنَا لَهُمْ لِسَانَ صِدْقٍ عَلِيًّا. And we granted them from us, we granted them, وَوَهَبْنَا لَهُمْ مِنْ رَحْمَتِنَا, from our mercy. And we made for them a righteous, truthful mention, a righteous, truthful tongue. So Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal mentioned this about Ibrahim alayhi salatu wa salam. So when we speak the truth and we say that which is correct and we utter it despite the circumstances, then we get a badge of honor with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, and we are known as those who are truthful. And the truth is of utmost importance, because when we tell the truth, then we are able to build a society that is based on sincerity. Because a person, one, is truthful with himself. When a person lies to himself about himself, so he tells himself that, you know what, I am great and I am better because of such and such, and he convinces himself of this, then he will do anything to gain one on the next man, to gain a level on the next man. Why? Because he believes he deserves it. He believes he is better than others. So hence you find a person goes out there and he deceives and he cheats and he lies so that he can gain a bit of money, gain a bit of honor, gain a bit of wealth. So he lies and he deceives and he cheats and he continues to do so. حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَذَّابًا. Until he is written with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a liar. But this lie ultimately will backfire on him. It will backfire on him and it will actually affect him and none but him. Because if you look at the story of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal says that they went out with Yusuf and then they wanted to lie to their father. So they sought false evidence. وَجَاءُوا عَلَىٰ قَمِيصِهِ بِدَمٍ كَذِبٍ قَالَ بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ وَاللَّهُ الْمُسْتَعَانُ عَلَىٰ مَا تَصِفُونَ. So they came to Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam with a bloody shirt, a shirt full of blood. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes it as false blood. So they came with a blood that would seem to be the blood of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam on his shirt. If we look at the beginning of their treachery, then they came with this shirt. And they chose to do it because they wanted to gain the affection of their father. They thought they were better than Yusuf. So they said, you know what? Let's lie to our father and say that he died. A wolf ate him. So he's gone. So they brought that shirt as a false evidence with their father. But at the end of the story, what happens? What did they want? The brothers of Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam wanted to gain affection with Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam. And ultimately, it led to the direct opposite, which was that this distanced them from Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam. At the end of the story, it is Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam who emerges as the victor from this situation. In fact, as soon as they present this shirt to Ya'qub alayhi salatu wasalam, he says to them, بَلْ سَوَّلَتْ لَكُمْ أَنفُسُكُمْ أَمْرًا فَصَبْرٌ جَمِيلٌ. But it is your own selves that made up this issue, this matter. He knew immediately they're lying. So this distanced them immediately from their father. It had the immediate opposite reaction to what they desired. When you lie, not only to yourself, but to others as well, or about others as well, it will have the opposite effect. It will affect none but you. It will affect none but you. Not only will you become a liar with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. Imagine, within the heavens, this person is a liar. He's mentioned as a liar. Allahu Akbar. حَتَّى يُكْتَبَ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَذَّابًا. Until he is seen as a liar with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. And then on earth as well, people begin to say, that brother always has stories. He's always lying. He's a liar. He's always telling tales about other people. So he becomes known amongst the people as a liar as well. And this is in complete contrast with how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he speaks about a person that he loves. إِذَا أَحَبَّ اللَّهُ عَبْدًا نَادَى جِبْرِيلٌ. When Allah loves a servant, he calls out to Jibreel. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يُحِبُّ فُلَانًا فَأَحِبَّهُ. Indeed Allah loves so and so, so love him, O Jibreel. فَيُنَادِي جِبْرِيلُ فِي أَهْلِ السَّمَاءِ. So Jibreel then calls out amongst the inhabitants of the heavens. إِنَّ اللَّهَ تَعَالَى يُحِبُّ فُلَانًا فَأَحِبُّهُ. Indeed Allah loves so and so, so love him. Then Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal places acceptance for that person on earth. He places acceptance for that person on earth. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala announces this in the heavens. The people, the inhabitants, the angels of the heavens begin to love that person. And then the people of earth love him as well for the right reasons. So this person becomes beloved to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal and beloved to the people. As for the liar, when he is written with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as a liar, then he becomes known as a liar with Allah, and he becomes known as a liar with the people, and this is a dishonorable mention. Nobody wants to be known as a liar. Nobody wants to be known as a liar. You see, even in business, when we engage in business, it is of utmost importance that we are honest and transparent. So the buyer and seller should be honest and transparent with each other. الْبَيِّعَانِ بِالْخِيَارِ مَا لَمْ يَتَفَرَّقَا. The buyer and seller are at a choice. They have a choice as to whether they want to continue or they want to exit, so long as they are together and they have not parted ways. فَإِنْ صَدَقَا. If they are truthful. وَبَيَّنَا. And they are transparent in that transaction, بُورِكَ لَهُمَا فِي بَيْعِهِمَا. They will be granted barakah in that transaction of theirs. They will be granted barakah in that transaction of theirs. You know, you are selling a car. A simple example, you are selling a car. You know something is wrong within the car. There is a default. There is a fault. So what did you do? You put some oil over that part. It was going clack, 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 right? As you turned, it made a noise. You put some oil over the part, it stopped making the noise. And you showed it to the person whom you are selling a car to, in order to deceive him, so that he doesn't know. فَإِن كَذَبَا وَكَتَمَا. So if they lie and they conceal, you have concealed something. مُحِقَتْ بَرَكَةُ بَيْعِهِمَا. The barakah is taken away from them. Meaning it was present when they began. And then it is removed and snatched away from that deal. Why? Because they lied to each other. Today you have those who are engaged. And sometimes I get this from community, that you are speaking about these actions because so and so does it. And I will tell you that yes, I am speaking about it not because of him alone, but because it has become a norm in society. So if we cannot address these issues from the pulpit, when shall we change? When will we change? How can we implement that change in our life? So when there was something wrong with someone specific, what did Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam do? Did he stand up and expose the person? Or did he stand up and say, مَا بَالُ أَقْوَامٍ. What is wrong with the people? They do such and such. So he didn't expose the person, but he dealt with the matter as well. Today we have those selling property of others. You get a percentage to sell that property. And not only am I talking about real estate, but cars and goods and any other property. You get a percentage for that property. And then what you do is, without telling the person that you are buying from, that you are representing, your percentage is 5%, for example. You don't tell him that you are getting a percentage from the other side as well. And you go and receive a percentage. So now you don't represent the buyer only. You don't represent the seller only. You represent the buyer as well. So you have got a conflict of interest. And then there are people who will try to deceive Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal and sell to a friend of theirs for less price and get him to offer a less price, knowing that he has another person offering much more. And then he sells to the friend and he says, you know what? We will sell it on to that person. مُحِقَتْ بَرَكَةُ بَيْعِهِمَا. The barakah of that transaction is removed, it is snatched away from that transaction. In another hadith, Qudsi, which is from Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَنَا ثَالِثُ الشَّرِيكَيْنِ مَا لَمْ يَخُنْ أَحَدُهُمَا صَاحِبًا. I am the third of two partners, so long as the one does not deceive the other. فَإِنْ خَانَهُ خَرَجْتُ مِنْ بَيْنِهِمَا. When he deceives him, I leave those people. Meaning the help of Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal is with you. The barakah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with you. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's assistance is with you, so long as you are honest with each other. When one of you deceives the other, Allah leaves you to yourselves. Allah leaves you to yourselves. And this is what people are doing today. Why? Because we are after wealth so much that we have forgotten the real wealth, which is the wealth of the Akhirah, the real honor, which is the honor of the Akhirah. We have forgotten that we will be 6 feet down one day. And never mind one day. وَتَشْهَدُ كُلَّ يَوْمٍ دَفْنَ خِلٍّ كَأَنَّكَ لَا تُرَادُ لِمَا شَهِدْتَ. And you see the burial of a person every day. Every day. In fact, today, I believe we received a message, إِنَّا لِلَّهِ وَإِنَّا إِلَيْهِ رَاجِعُونَ. And you see the burial of that person. You go to the graveyard, witness him being placed down, and forget within minutes. Sometimes, as we are leaving the graveyard, may Allah forgive us. May Allah forgive us. We get onto a phone call, and we are busy deceiving another person, busy cheating another person, busy lying about another, destroying the reputation of another. You have just witnessed someone go 6 feet down knowing that I am going there. And now you are deceiving someone? How? How can a believer do this? Someone who knows they are going to meet Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. My dear brothers and sisters, I leave you with hope. I leave you with hope. None of us are innocent. All of us have mistakes that we have made. Sometimes the evil side of us gets the better of us. But what we need to do is clear our record with Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. It is never too late, so long as you are breathing and you are not in gharghara. The sword hasn't come to your throat and escaping your body. That's why it's called gharghara. It's not leaving your throat. So long as that has not happened, you have a chance.
إنما التوبة على الله للذين يعملون السوء بجهالة ثم يتوبون من قريب فأولئك يتوب الله عليهم.
Indeed, توبة is for those who do bad deeds with ignorance. They are heedless. They become heedless of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ثُمَّ يَتُوبُونَ مِنْ قَرِيبٍ. Then they seek forgiveness close to having committed that sin. Meaning as soon as possible. The closer you are to seeking forgiveness from Allah is what determines how close you are to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal. You seek forgiveness immediately after, it means you are actually pretty close to Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, because you recognized, I've done something wrong. And with the people as well. You stole the land of others. You stole the motor vehicles of others. You stole the houses of others. You cheated them. You deceived them. You attained it by corrupt means. And I say this because it is becoming rampant in society. I'm not mincing my words. I'm being honest about the happenings of community today. We need to be honest with ourselves and make reparations before a day comes when the currency will no longer be the dollar and the pound. It will no longer be gold and silver. It will be your good and bad deeds. So make reparations between you and the people, and make reparations between you and Allah, so that when you meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, your record is clean. Your record is clean. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgive us. And may Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal strengthen us. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make me sincere in this word of mine. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all sincere in our intentions towards others. Only by dealing with these issues will we be able to make progress. Ameen wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen.